What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is going to be titled Black Man, You Deserve Better Than Austin Hallman. So I'm out here in Los Angeles, guys. I like coming out here every now and then, especially when it gets really hot in small town USA. California weather, quite frankly, is the best weather I've ever experienced anywhere in the world. Not too hot, not too cold. I mean, it's literally California weather is probably the perfect weather in the whole wide world. Unfortunately, the internet here kind of sucks. You know, the Wi-Fi, I mean, I go to Starbucks here. The internet is very slow at Starbucks. You know, my videos are usually like going on to like an hour long. Back in small town USA, man, I knew a couple of hotspots in small town USA where you can park in a parking lot and the internet, you know, is blazing fast. Here in LA, man, I can't find any hotspots to get blazing fast internet. So what's gonna happen is that I'm gonna try to make these videos like under 15-20 minutes, you know. So let's get right into this video. Black man, you deserve better than Austin Hallman. Now, I've been making videos about Austin Hallman. Austin Hallman, guys, I'm just gonna lay out some facts about the dude. Austin Hallman, guys, he just comes off as a lame and as a sexual predator. And I know some people out there might say this is a defamation, this is libel, but this is what other women are saying, you know. As you guys know, Austin Hallman got ran out of Brazil, and the reason why he got ran out of Brazil was because he was a sexual predator over there, you know. He was following women around, taking pictures of them without their permission. I think he was investigated by the Brazilian government, and he had to leave the country, okay? So yes, Austin Hallman is considered as a sexual predator in Brazil. That's a fact. After the Austin Hallman debacle, the Brazilian government is now forcing Americans to get a visa to Brazil. You know, in the past, before Austin Hallman came around, you can hop on a plane, go to Brazil, they'll give you a visa or visa free entry on arrival. Now you have to go to a consulate where the people over there from the embassy have to see you in person because they want to make sure that you are not a predator like Austin Hallman going over to Brazil. Then Austin Hallman, after Brazil, he went out to Southeast Asia. He went to the Philippines. Now, I heard from one of the top black men, black manosphere content creators, that Austin Hallman had to leave the Philippines because he was being investigated for, you know, doing the same thing he did in Brazil with the Filipino woman, which is becoming a sexual predator. And he went back to Thailand. As you guys remember, he had this girl by the name of Kate, and something happened with Kate where he just hopped on a plane and he went over to Ethiopia. And recently, he actually made a community post about this. He got kicked off of Bumble in Ethiopia because he was making women uncomfortable. You guys out there, you don't see it because a lot of you black men out there, let's keep it 100. And before we get into it, guys, I myself, I'm part black. I was born in Africa. I was born in Africa. I grew up in Africa. I lived in Africa. It's just that I'm a genetic mutt. I have genetic genes from all over the Middle East and North Africa. And I happen to also have Jewish DNA. And fortunately for me, the Jewish side won out and not the black side, you know. See, as Jews, by the way, guys, this hair over here, guys, okay, this is Japanese hair straightening, okay? If I don't straighten my hair, I'd actually have an afro just like most black dudes. So just letting you know, okay? So the difference between Jews and black people is our mentality. As a Jew, my mentality is I'm gonna win no matter what. In fact, I read a book 20 years ago, believe it or not, out here in LA. I tried to make it into Hollywood. As you guys know, Hollywood is owned by Jews. In fact, there's a book out there called An Empire of Their Own, How the Jews Built Hollywood. And one of the guys wrote in the book, if you reach for the stars, you're not gonna end up grabbing dirt. So as a Jew, I'm going to win. Even though I may not win the prize I ultimately want, I'm going to get pretty damn close to it. See, black people are the total opposite of us. Your mentality as a black man is, I'm going to lose, okay? This is why outside of throwing a ball around, black people suck at everything. You suck at business. You suck at... you pretty much suck at everything as black people. Not all of you, but the vast majority of you. You all can't build anything. I mean, the only black dude out there who actually is building something is O'Shea Duke Jackson. And a lot of black people want to take him down because he's trying to build the black manosphere up. But in general, you black guys out there, you can't build anything. If you look at Kanye West, okay, Kanye West, you know, he's a multi-billionaire because of white people, in particular Jewish people, okay? Black people simply don't have what it takes to build up their own system, their own structure on their own, okay? And that because it goes back to the black people having an inferior mentality. This is what you guys need to understand, okay? So your mentality as a black man is, I'm a loser, I'm a failure, I have to rely on other people for government handouts. This is why you all vote Democrat, right? So once you understand that, this is how you black guys out there, this is why a lot of you guys out there, you love Austin Holman, because you guys see Austin Holman as a black trailblazer. Okay, Austin Holman is not a black trailblazer. Now, I'm not a doctor, but from what I can tell, he probably suffers from Asperger's, okay? You can easily tell that Austin Holman is on the spectrum, meaning that, again, he suffers from some version of Asperger's. If you look at Austin Holman, he has dead eyes. His personality is awkward as fuck. This is what you guys out there need to understand, okay? The reason why I'm looking behind me is that there was a hot Latina walking past me. You know, I really like dark-skinned women, guys, you know. You know, white women for me are like, ooh, she's cute. But when I see a brown woman, you know, I just have an affinity to brown women, especially Afro-Colombianas, you know. So what I wanted to tell you guys here is that when it comes to... Sorry about that, guys. My phone was getting a little bit too hot, so I had to reset it. Anyway, so going back to what I was saying is that, you know, I like dark skin women, even though I like having a... even though I like white women, because white women will give your kids better genetics and a better future for your kids. I just like dark skin women, you know. I'm with a Afro-Colombiana in back in Colombia. You guys saw the pictures, right? And the videos with her. Austin Holman, guys, he can't get women because he is lame. He's awkward as fuck. This is what I want you guys out there to understand. This is why Austin Holman is getting so much hate from women, okay? Austin Holman is not getting hate from women because he's telling them the truth. He's getting hate from women because he is a lame, he is a predator, he is creepy, he makes women feel hella uncomfortable, man. Look, there is nothing Austin Holman has said that I, Amr Mitwali, haven't said, okay? In fact, I, Amr Mitwali, been longer here in the manosphere. I've been doing this manosphere shit while Austin Holman was still getting beat up back in fucking grade school, okay? So, black women don't come after me. If anything, black women love me. And the reason why black women love me, guys, is that black women, they view me as a step above black men, okay? At the end of the day, guys, it all comes down to status. Obviously, somebody like me is gonna be higher status than a black male, okay? At the end of the day, guys, black people are at the bottom of the bottom. This is a fact. This is not a personal opinion. Yeah, sure, there might be a Tyrone out there, you know, but when it comes to in general, you put me, Amr Mitwali, next to your typical black man, your woman is gonna choose me over you. First of all, I'm 6'3", I'm 250 pounds, as you guys can tell, you know. Shave the beard. As you guys can tell, I'm decent looking. So you put me next to any black, well, not any black man, but you put me next to the average black man, especially next to somebody like Austin Holman, I'm gonna whip his ass every time when it comes to his own woman. Now, what Austin Holman does is that he propositions women to be with him, and he actually uses you guys out there. First, you guys need to understand, man, Austin Holman was able to travel all over the world because he got money from the federal government. If you guys remember, during Scamarona, they were giving out PPP loans. A PPP loan stands for Payment Protection Plan, okay? So pretty much the PPP loans were given out to small businesses that needed loans to keep afloat during the pandemic. Now, Austin Holman, he got tens of thousands of dollars. That's a fact. We looked it up. Peso Man looked it up. Yes, there, Austin Holman is on record getting PPP, PPP loans, not once, but twice from the federal government, and he got tens of thousands of dollars from the federal government. This is how he was able to travel all over the world. Now he's relying on you guys to cash app him money and super chat. This is how he is able to live overseas, is because of you guys. You know, there's a man out there living his best life, eating off of your dime, eating off of your plate. And on top of that, guys, what Austin Hall, you know, how Austin Holman is able to get these women other than propositioning them with money is that he uses his YouTube celebrity status by telling these women, oh, look, I got 50,000 subscribers. Look at my videos. We get 14, 15,000 people on my videos. Guys, my phone is overheating. Let me get back to you in a second, okay? Sorry about that, guys. I'm actually parked in the parking lot right now. You guys can't see it, but the sun is in front of me. So when it hits the back of my phone, what ends up happening is that my phone gets overheated and, you know, I have to restart it. I'm going to try to keep the camera a little bit low so the sun doesn't get into it. So going back to what I was saying, guys, is that this is very imperative for you guys to understand with Austin Holman, is that he's using your money to proposition women. He's using you guys as fans watching and subbing to his content as a way to raise his status with women. In other words, Austin Holman is using you guys to travel the world and to the same, and at the same time to pick up women. A lot of you guys out there, you are you're defending him. You're saying, oh, he's a young man, he has a lot to learn, you know, he's a cub who's gonna grow up into a lion. You guys can't see it, man. I don't know how you black people out there cannot see that Austin Holman is a usurper. He is simply using you guys for fame, for money, for status. You all think that he's out there for you. This is a guy who, for the first 90% of his YouTube career, passport bro this, passport bro that, and the minute he got 50,000 subscribers, he threw passport bros under the bus. Guys, Austin Holman is not a good human being. Let me say that one more time. Austin Holman is not a good human being. Again, I'm not a doctor, but from what I can tell, I'm 42 years old, so I've seen it all, okay? He suffers from Asperger's. He is on the spectrum in one form or another. So he is a narcissist. He's very feminine. See, women pick up on that shit. Guys, I get, you know, you ladies out there, you all let me know in the comment section if I'm right or wrong about Austin Holman. This is what I want to hear from the woman, because a lot of you black guys out there, you deep down, let's keep it 100, a lot of you black guys out there, deep down, you're losers, you know you're losers, and then when you see a loser like Austin Holman trying to make it, you defend him no matter what, because in your mentality, well, if he can make it, well, so can I. So this is why I'm telling all the women out there, especially all you black women out there who are watching this video, if what I'm saying about Austin Holman being a predator, being a usurper, being creepy, being awkward as fuck, if that is true or not, let us know in the comment section. So to end this video, guys, again, I'm keeping these videos under 15-20 minutes because the internet here sucks. I'm pretty sure there's good internet somewhere in LA. I just haven't discovered it yet, and I'm not gonna go out of my way to find a Wi-Fi super duper hot, super duper fast spot. But I wanna wrap up this video, guys, by simply telling you that at the end of the day, guys, ain't nothing Austin Holman done that I haven't done, okay? I traveled all over the world. I've been with women all over the world. You guys saw me in Colombia with a hot Afro-Colombiana. I don't know why you guys are even wasting your time with Austin Holman. I mean, I tried watching some of his videos. They're just stupid. His videos are stupid. They're pointless. All he does in his videos is like walk around following women, taking booty pics from them. He's just showing off his life. This is a guy who went from being a lame ass nobody in America to actually being something online, because again, a lot of losers online, and then, you know, losers attract other losers, because again, their mentality is, if Austin Holman can do it, so can I. But at the end of the day, Austin Holman is a unimportant loser nobody, and he's not providing you guys any benefit. There is, I mean, this guy ruined Latin America, he ruined Southeast Asia, and he's now gonna ruin Sub-Saharan Africa. Because I'm gonna tell you something, guys, as somebody who grew up in Africa, I'm gonna make this really quick, okay? You know who hates American black people the most? African black people, okay? African blacks hate American blacks the most, okay? So what Austin Holman is doing is that he is setting you black guys up for a tremendous amount of failure in Sub-Saharan Africa. See, a lot of you black guys, you're gonna go back to Africa, you're gonna think to yourself, I'm back at the motherland, the people there love me, you know, I'm one of them, you know, black power. Nah, bro, I'm telling you guys right now, black men are gonna take advantage of you when it comes to business. They're gonna be like, brother, I'm gonna make a great business with you, brother. They're gonna take your money and run. This black woman, they're gonna tell you, oh, I love you, oh, you are my hero. Guess what? They're gonna take your money and they're gonna run too. So I am telling you, black guys out there watching this, you black American dudes out there, if you go back to Africa based on what Austin Holman is telling you, you're gonna get taken advantage of, okay? If you guys want to talk to a real black man who knows what's up, Black Man Travels is definitely one. O'Shea Duke Jackson, okay? What the fuck you black dudes doing taking advice from a 21-year-old kid? Come on, man. Austin Holman is, what, 21, 22 years old? And you guys are looking up to him as he's like some sort of black messiah? I mean, that actually says more about you than it does about him, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, I just want you guys out there to understand that Austin Holman is not a good person. His videos suck. His content sucks. Women find him creepy. They find him to be a predator. This is why he has to go from country to country, because, again, he's a fucking predator. And like Hold the Truth Hostage on MGTOW TV said, at the end of the day, guys, it all comes down to looks, okay? Looks equals safety, okay? I'm able to, you know, the Afro-Colombiana girl, from the time I met her until the time 10 toes were up, T minus an hour, okay, guys? So at the end of the day, guys, it all comes down to looks, okay? The fact that Austin Holman has women all over the world literally chasing him out of the country and actually going to the government trying to get him deported or arrested or blacklisted, this just tells you everything you need to know about Austin Holman. Again, you black dudes out there, you can't see Austin Holman for what he really is. I can, because, you know, I'm high IQ, obviously. Again, the Jewish in me took over compared to the black in me, thank God. And again, you black ladies out there watching this video, let me know, am I right about Austin Holman being an unimportant loser nobody who's creepy, awkward, usurper? Or maybe I'm wrong about Austin Holman, but at the end of the day, I want to hear from you black ladies out there. Tell me, am I right or wrong about Austin Holman? All right, guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.